T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the 14th week of Connecticut Business Now, our Wednesday morning interview with our partner and BigCT.biz founder Kathleen Crispino and Connecticut business owner and our guest today, John Allen, who was chosen from now almost 400 Connecticut businesses and nonprofits that have registered on the Business Innovation Gateway BigCT.biz platform.
And we'd like to thank the Superior Network of Companies for sponsoring CT Business and the Business Innovation Gateway of Connecticut, Connecticut's grassroots initiative to unite business owners and nonprofit leaders into a single platform, united for a year-round voice, a weekly vote, 100% free listing in the 2020 CT First directory.
All right, let's welcome back our partner and founder of the Business Innovation Gateway of Connecticut, Kathleen Crispino. Good morning.
Good morning, Connecticut.
And John Allen is with us in studio. He's our third CT Business Now guest of the new decade, our first full-service design center plumbing supply house. John, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks, John. Hey, okay, Kathleen, how did you find Allen's Plumbing in Seymour, besides the fact Seymour is your hometown?
Ah, okay, Ray. How'd you know that?
I knew this. You told me.
I grew up in the Valley in Seymour, and Allen's Plumbing was around since I was a toddler. And John represents the third generation of business owners bringing business into the digital age. You know, those youngins.
Kids today.
But Allen's always had a unique mix of products and services. And with the times changing, the way people shop, family-owned businesses themselves really are having a hard time adjusting to how people shop now. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to, so they need to either evolve or get out. And getting your business name and message to stand out today's search platforms that, you know, throw local businesses under the bus for the highest bidder, regardless of their capabilities, you know, their locations, it's really killing and hurting our small businesses.
So, John, how give us a little history of the place, Allen's Plumbing. How did it come to be?
So, Allen started out as a selling sawdust. We actually had a farm up in Ansonia, and that's how they got started. My grandfather and my father would sell sawdust to farms and to local bars for like an absorbent.
So you would sell it to bars? Just to put it on the floor?
Bars on the floor, yeah.
No kidding. And they used it for a reason, right? Just not to soak up blood or whatever it might be. Things can get rough.
I think people spilled a lot more beer back then.
A lot more beer, and and it was also used for the bedding for the cows, too, at the farm. So it was definitely a tough job.
See what we've just learned? All right, so you went from selling sawdust to farms and bars. Sounds like a pretty good mix there, actually. How did you guys then get into plumbing?
So we got into the plumbing business by my grandfather. My father opened up a drain snaking company.
Okay. You
know, so they'd go into houses and do service calls, and that's originally how the store became to be.
Really?
Yeah, they wanted to get out of that business and sell the material.
Much better.
Much cleaner. Yeah.
Much cleaner.
A lot cleaner way of living. So they started selling the material to all the contractors. Okay. And
how's the business evolved today?
The property that we have on Route 67 was purchased back in the day for $8,000, and it had 4 houses on the property, and it started off just on the bottom floor, and the apartments upstairs were all rented out, and it just grew from there, and just helping out the community, and that's what my father did, and that's what I'm, you know, doing now.
The challenges from when your dad owned the store to now have changed, though, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Huge changes. My dad used to tell me they used to put an ad in the paper and everyone would come in. And that was it.
Is that the register?
Yeah.
There was only one paper
back
then. Yeah,
that's right. There was only one paper.
So, they would put in a, advertisement, and everyone would come down, and family-oriented company. People came in, asked questions, and, we were there to help them out.
And now, a lot different.
We are competing with the world, from Seymour, Connecticut. We're up against everyone.
Well, because it's so worldwide now.
Yeah.
As you were going to say, right?
All right. So what does Big CT do for you? You've got the directory. You've got a whole bunch of stuff that can help you kind of unify with other groups and become stronger.
Absolutely. And, thanks to that, I'm here right now. Getting my voice out the radio and the directory. They could go to it and they could contact us, and it's free advertising.
Do you find that people want to do business with a local guy or gal?
Absolutely.
So
I think they do. And I think people have to be committed to the small businesses because. The customer will, come into the store and they want personal advice.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's what
we
are
giving. So you got to know what you're doing, what you do know.
Exactly. So I'm giving them the advice. And
okay. Well, let me get to Kathleen here for just a minute. Oh, by the way, there's also a weekly vote. Kathleen, you want to start with that, and then let's talk about how to get involved with this.
First for a second, Ray, I want to go back to say, people can buy something online. But they have to get it installed, and then they want to get it serviced,
right.
And that's the only way to make that happen is to use a local person, and we're losing them fast because of that online.
They're bailing out.
But that's why we need everybody really to whether you're the business owner or you work for someone, get your get to the boss, get the businesses on bigct.biz/register, and it's free. Just register with us, and really remember, there's absolutely nothing more powerful than a people united with a plan that cannot be bought or corrupted.
Exactly.
Well, there you go.
Exactly. Kathleen, thanks, John. Thanks for coming in. Good luck. Hope the business is great.
All right. Thank you so much.
You can register on bigct.biz. Join the grassroots solution for saving our state. Remember, you must register to be found, and you have to register by doing it, as Kathleen tells you. So that will wrap up this segment of CT Business Now. We thank Kathleen and John for joining us. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8:20 a.m. for the new segment of Connecticut Business Now. In the meantime, make sure your favorite businesses are in the 2020 directory. Tell them to register at bigct.biz/register. And if you miss any of our shows, you can always get them online, WTIC.com/biz. Okay. All right. Let's take a check of traffic right now. Let's go to Mike Allen in the Brown Payne, Darius and Scott Traffic Center. Mike?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.